Being a teenager is hard enough, especially when you're looked at as being different or not good enough, when you don't fit in. For many, body image is a big part of that. Twin sisters Amanda and Andrea know that struggle, and now is the time in their lives for transformation. Radioactive's Alicia Corals reports.
High school senior Amanda Dyer is a spoken word poet. She writes to let people know the truth of the youth and to support others that are going through what she has gone through. Here's the start of one of her works.
I remember when I was first rejected by Target. By the jeans that used to hold me so kindly, I found myself squeezing into a size 18, not knowing what would pop first, my lungs or the seams. And you're growing too quickly, a child in an oversized body, you see. I was still on my training wheels, and these love handles were not yet ready to be put to any good use. I was rejected.
Amanda Dyer has felt rejected because of her weight for a long time. Commercial standards influence people to feel a certain way about themselves. No, Target didn't literally reject her. She just felt like everything and everyone was tearing her down. She couldn't fit in, literally and figuratively. I spoke with Amanda in the hallways of Renton High School. She still remembers how it felt trying to squeeze into that pair of jeans at Target.
I tried sucking in my gut as much as possible, and I hear like little crinkles where the seams shouldn't be, where it's like, help me, you shouldn't be doing this, maybe you should stop.
She tried on that pair of jeans in middle school when fitting in was really important, but no matter what Amanda did, she felt different.
I was getting, I guess you could say, bullied by these couple of girls that were just so mean, and one of them threw an umbrella at me, and I was just so angry, and I was like, I am so much better than they are. I can do so much better than they can.
But still, she doubted herself, and that doubt gave her reason to write. Here's more of her poem.
I was tired of young ladies. I was tired of young ladies who ridiculed me when running, trampled me on the track, pummeled me when doing push-ups, doused me in water because no one would notice anyway. Water, tears, and sweat on a fat girl all look the same.
The constant ridicule brought Amanda down. She was tired of being tired. When I spoke with her, she explained what that felt like.
I stayed inside my shell because of that reason. Because every time I did things that made me stand out, it made people look at me.
And then people did start looking. It was the first day of the school year when Amanda saw her friends after a summer of all-city band. She marched off over 30 pounds that summer.
At first, I didn't realize it because I got back to school and everybody was like, you look really different. And I was like, no, I don't. What are you talking about? And then I realized, this shirt fits better than it did before. And I looked at myself and I thought, did I actually change something?
The new Amanda was unstoppable. This transformation was unsettling for her twin sister. Although Amanda's greater interest is in poetry and her sister's in drama, they've always been similar. But Amanda is a minute older, and Andrea has always been trying to catch up. Here's Andrea.
When I am by myself, I find myself as beautiful. But when I compare myself to others, which would be mostly my twin sister, I find myself comparing all the things that they are better than me in. So recently, that's been taking a lot of a toll on me.
Comparing herself with Amanda has been getting harder. With Amanda's new weight loss, Andrea has been feeling more self-conscious about her appearance, and it's been straining their relationship.
As a twin, my sister and I are supposed to be the same in every kind of way, and people aren't supposed to see the differences within us, but you can tell that we're starting to grow apart, and you start feeling inadequate, thinking that someone who's supposed to be the same as you in every way is going to be better in the eyes of other people than you are.
Andrea now has two problems. It's hard enough trying to convince yourself that you're beautiful. It's even harder when that standard is living down the hall from you. Here's Amanda again.
How dare this chick be gorgeous? How dare this chick be inspiring? How dare this chick be sexy? How dare this chick be beautiful?
Both sisters have struggled with different problems that come from the same place. It's not about the weight that you've lost or the mountains that you've climbed. It's about self-acceptance.
That mountain is that word called potential, and I've heard it so often that it's gotten on my nerves. Everybody's always like, you got so much potential, you got so much potential, and I just really want it to finally be you are something great.
And that's where Amanda is now. Great. And waiting for the next challenge to come her way. And Amanda knows her sister isn't too far behind. She hopes that Andrea will also discover what Amanda describes in the last stanza of her poem.
I was an aspiring woman who weighed more than 230, who still had dreams of inspiring, like the woman who danced upon the walls of a plus-size boutique, and now I've grown into myself. I was still a big, gigantic, growing, and strong woman inside this new body. If you want to weigh confidence, then I am fat, and I can go so much further than any place that rejects me.
For Radioactive, I'm Alicia Corrals.